This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris is the mayor of Charlottesville, and he joins us on the program, very kindly taking some time out from his vacation to chat with us about last night's big meeting. Bit of a grab bag meeting. Was that how you described it, Dave? Just a whole lot of issues on the plate for city council?
Yeah, it was a lot of random things all thrown in together, but it makes life interesting when we have meetings like that.
It does indeed. Let's run down the list. First, an update on the noise levels from restaurants in neighborhood areas. Is that right?
Right. We had a ordinance before us to reduce the allowable decibel level in our neighborhood commercial corridors. This is basically mixed-use neighborhoods in the city, namely downtown Belmont and the Fontaine Avenue area, where we've gotten, particularly in the Belmont area, gotten a lot of complaints from residents of that area about loud noise at late at night. And so council decided to reduce the noise limit after 11 o'clock at night in those specific areas from 65 decibels maximum down to 55 decibels, and combined with the recent zoning change, which no longer allows nightclubs and music halls to operate in those districts, we feel like that'll go a long way towards improving the quality of life for the residents there.
So these restaurants can still have music; they just can't have real loud, electrified, plug-in kind of music.
Exactly, and the restaurants that are there now all said this change wouldn't be a burden to them. They'd still be able to, do what they do, they can still have live music, just not the kind of music that was causing a lot of problems, specifically from the Bel Rio restaurant. So.
Yeah, which is closed, and the police are looking for the manager. Is that right?
Yeah. Kind of an interesting situation there.
But, it is indeed. So music is okay. It just has to be the sort of the MTV Unplugged variety.
Well, you can have amplified music. It's just got to keep it down. And with the zoning ordinance, basically, you've got to operate a restaurant where music is sort of incidental to the restaurant. It can't be the other way around.
Right. We're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the Charlottesville big meeting last night in city council. And you also have an update on panhandling. Was there a decision made last night regarding that?
There was. We have opted to put a little bit more restrictions in place. There's already a number of restrictions on the books about panhandling and soliciting on the downtown mall. And we added a couple of new restrictions last night relating to specifically relating to the cross streets, where we were having some safety issues, people trying to drive across the mall and being approached by panhandlers, or just a safety issue there. And you're not allowed to solicit for money within 50 feet of either of those cross streets, and also you cannot approach anybody who's in line at one of the vendor tables, and ask them for money.
So how is that enforced? If somebody comes up to me on the mall if I'm driving through one of the cross streets and leans up to the window, what do you do?
If you're in that situation, ignore it, and hopefully somebody will report it to the police. I'm hopeful that, I know the merchants down there are very mindful of activity that happens on the mall, so if that were to happen, I'm sure somebody would be notifying the proper authorities.
Yeah, we're talking with Mayor Dave Norris of Charlottesville. Dave, where is from what part of the community is most of the concern about panhandling coming from? Is it from the downtown merchants?
Correct. It's the downtown merchants who've been dealing. The reality is that most of the panhandlers on the mall are pretty passive. They don't tend to bother anybody. But there have been numerous incidents of what's typically referred to as aggressive panhandling, and that's what the merchants have been trying to curb. The reality is that at the end of the day, panhandling is a constitutionally protected right. People have the right to go out and hold a sign and ask for money, but local governments do have the ability to restrict under certain conditions where that activity can take place, and so that's what we've done.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was downtown having lunch at Christian's Pizza yesterday afternoon and walked on the mall for a little bit, and in front of the Paramount, there was a woman literally stretched out like she was in her own bed next to a jar asking for money. And while I literally had to walk around her, a woman leaned down and put some money in her jar. And I just thought to myself, the woman who gave you the money, that she's the problem. You know, it's not the person laying on the ground. It's the woman who's giving her money. That's the person who's bringing the folks down there.
I think people believe that they're being compassionate, and I think they are acting from a compassionate place when they give money to panhandlers. But the reality is that there's much better ways of offering true help to people who are down and out, and
Amen.
That's by supporting those organizations and those programs that are have a track record of helping the homeless and the destitute with access, you know, ensuring access to shelter, to jobs, to food. We want to encourage people to be compassionate. We just want them to do it in a smart way that's actually going to help.
Yeah, yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, if you want to make sure that the money you give them doesn't go towards booze or drugs, then give the money to a soup kitchen or, you know,
Exactly.
And is there any effort to have like a sign, somebody holding a sign down there raising money for some of these nonprofits in our area that are desperate for money to help these people?
Yeah, actually, the Downtown Merchants are working with some of the homeless agencies in the area to kick off a campaign, and they're looking at some best practices from other cities. There's one city, or maybe several cities now, that have, I don't know if this is, if we're going to do this in Charlottesville, but it's sort of an intriguing idea where they actually have. They install parking meters in areas of the city where they have higher concentrations of panhandling, and they encourage people to put money in the parking meter, and all that money goes to nonprofits that are helping the homeless and whatnot, and instead of giving that money directly to individuals. So, you know, we certainly want, again, we want people to give, we want people to support the homeless, but in a way that's actually going to, you know, constructively better their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of Charlottesville. So what's all this about goats? Was there a decision last night, or was there some hint at a decision?
Yeah, there was a decision, at least on the first reading of an ordinance, to allow... we had some citizens in Charlottesville that approached city council and asked us to legalize the ownership of goats in the city, but not the kind of goats you're used to seeing on a farm. These are miniature goats. Up to 100 pounds under certain conditions. We're now going to allow Charlottesville residents to have up to 3 goats. They have to stay, you know, they have to be enclosed. I mean, we can't have goats roaming around neighborhoods, but they have to be enclosed on the property. And they're basically for people that want to have access to goat's milk, to make cheese, to make, to drink. And, it's all part of the sort of local foods movement and back to nature movement where people want to be closer to their food. And
they know how to keep a lawn mowed.
Well, that's the other aspect. Yeah, certainly. I mean, and they can help cut back the kudzu, which has taken over.
Yeah, I mean, there is no better organic lawnmower than a goat. Ask anybody who owns one. I mean, and they'll clear the underbrush. I mean, anything within their mouth's reach. They'll keep it mowed and they do a very good job at that. So what are the rules now? You can keep up to how many goats?
Up to 3 goats. These are miniature goats, up to 100 pounds each. The males have to be neutered. The goats have to be dehorned, and you can't let them roam the neighborhood. They have to be on your property. And you know, this is part of a national movement now. A number of cities across the country, including. Most recently, Seattle, Washington, have adopted similar ordinances, and so far, there haven't been any problems, and it seems to have gone pretty well. So.
Good deal. We're talking with Dave Norris, of the mayor of Charlottesville. Dave, the Hook newspaper recently did a cover story about the past, present, and future of the Jefferson School. What's the latest on that from your perspective?
We are hopefully by next month going to officially convey ownership of the property, the building, to this nonprofit group, the Jefferson Partners, who have been tasked with raising the additional money needed to renovate the building and then operate it as a community resource center and a African American cultural arts center, and it's an exciting project. I mean, this is a one of the last remnants of the Vinegar Hill neighborhood. It's a building and a school that has a great deal of history to it. It has great meaning, particularly in the African American community. It was the African American high school in Charlottesville for many years, and we want to keep it alive. And so we're moving forward with the conveyance of the property. The city has already invested or set aside about $5 million to towards the cost of renovating the building. We're by conveying it to this nonprofit group, it'll be eligible for historic tax credits, which will help with the restoration as well. So it's a pretty big project, big undertaking. They've got great designs, and they've got great plans for breathing new life into that building.
What's it going to be?
It'll be a community resource center, so a number of nonprofits, including JAVA, Jefferson Area Board for Aging, Piedmont Virginia Community College, and some other groups are going to be offering services there to the community. It will continue to house the Carver Recreation Center, so the city will be one of the tenants there. And then the original school building, the original portion of the Jefferson School, the original portion has been torn down many, many years ago, but the remaining portion that's still part of, attached to the Jefferson School as we know it today, it will be turned into an African-American cultural arts center, which basically will have programs, it'll have historic exhibits, activities, cultural activities, and others to help tell the story of the African-American experience in Charlottesville, and not just its sort of distant past, but the present and future as well. So it's going to be hopefully a nice, a thriving community center to, again, restore that building to its use as a place of service to the community.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Before we let you go, what's the latest on the water supply debate?
It's coming to a head, finally. I mean, it's been, several years in the making now. We have a couple more studies that are arriving this week, and then we'll have, at least most of the information we need to be able to make a decision. We're trying to schedule now a work session where council can look at all the data that we've compiled, look at all the alternatives, come up with our decision, whether that's to stick with the current plan or to go with an in an alternative direction. Our task, broadly speaking, is to come up with the most economically responsible and environmentally responsible plan, and I believe that we'll be able to do that, and then we've got to work with our partners in the county to implement it.
Dave Norris is
That should all come together here in the next month or two. So.
There you go. It's happening now. Thank you, Dave, very much. I appreciate the update.
Thank you, Coy. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.